Well, my story is not like anyone that I've heard so far. So the fault of that is Miss Rose and how she, what she told me I had to write. She did. She said, write your own story. Write your story. So I'm going way back. The journey of life is painful, beautiful, rewarding, difficult, full of indecisions and choices, filled with awakening, learning, full of regrets, dark dreams, bright dreams, personal confrontations, trusts, hurts, betrayals, and you name it, it is involved in our growth or lack thereof. At the end of my story, I wonder if you can guess what my latest aspiration will be. And just a little poetry I just threw in here. I am the girl named Sylvia who grew up in native Bermuda. Who was that? Keep quiet. Who grew up in native Bermuda? See, you made me forget. I have three children, I worked and I slaved, and then I ran away to Virginia. So at the age of 73, which I am now, one of my biggest issues is keeping it together. Despite memory and hearing loss and a history of two brain surgeries and cancer. So at this stage, I have nothing to lose but to go forward with dreams that I am no longer afraid to pursue. In telling my story, please realize that in order to tell a story of your life is to tell the truth. Your truth as you see it, as deep as you perceive it, opening up your biggest fears, assumptions, and memories of events. I grew up with three brothers, one sister who had passed in the last 5 years, and one sister I discovered that lived in California here recently. She's about 80 years old. And we did not know we shared the same father. Also, I had two baby sisters who were deceased early in their lives, and one sister deceased fairly recently. Life as a child was not at all what it was cracked up to be. I think I was considered poor, but the topic of poverty I do not recall as being significantly mentioned in any topic of conversation. However, my mother and grandmother, who raised me, were progressive, smart, inspirational, and innovative women, to say the least. Mom was always working and learning and trying new things. I had learned to read at an early age as a youth, and I became ambassador for my grandmother as she dragged me to all of the organizations and churches she decided she belonged to, which was Adventist, was Catholic, was Jehovah's Witness, was Protestant. And so I got the joy of reading to everyone at that time for her. I have learned that it's not, which is probably why I haven't really clung to any religion, although Catholic seems to be leading the front at this time. I'm getting nervous now, why? I have learned it's not who teaches you, but what you accept or reject as a principle. I recall my grandmother used to take me to all of these churches and I had to read. So it was a good experience for me, for a child, and one that I always remember. My grandmother was also innovative. I remember when I came home from school, I used to have to if you remember about machines, they were turning, you have to turn had a handle, and you had to run the machine round and around and around to get it to go, and my grandmother was a seamstress. So that was my job when I came home from school. And one day she had called one of her friends who was a mechanic and told him to build her a motor. So she had him make her a motor for the machine, and hooked it up, and I no longer had that job. I have determined in this journey that spirituality and humility are among the most important things of life and play a great part in my journey that continues to grow. As a child, my grandmother played an important role, as well as my mother. I never knew of abuse, but I was aware of some inappropriate events that did not feel right with me. As young as I was, I learned that my entire family had suffered some form of abuse. My mom from my father, my sister from her psychotic husband, my deceased husband, and his physical abuse with me. And the most cruel was the rape of my aunt, who, as she was going to the grocery store early in her life, one of the grocery men had raped her. My mother, who lived in New York at the time, came from New York to live in Bermuda and to raise the child of that event. How much time I got left? Okay. Devastating blame was pointed at me by one of my siblings in early... That's it? Okay. All right. I'm just going to skip to that. I'm going to cut it short and just say what I've learned from all of this, but it was good to be able to... I think that's the first time I've ever verbalized any of these things, and so it is a catharsis for me to even just speak on it. So my suggestion for life and living is to affirm your own good, throw out the bad things, fix and face your relationships, feed your own self-esteem with powerful thoughts, don't take on negativity, and give back. This is integral in determining your growth. Always be kind, be at peace with your living and how you live and how you see life. Accept it as real and not imagined, and don't let anyone bring your self-belief. Ruin your self-beliefs. That's it.